I'm Amy King, and this is Poetry Now. I always watch garbage TV when I eat because it's kind of mindless and allows me to shut down a bit. I had just played some show on Netflix. It's basically about two white guys. One's an FBI agent and one's a cop, and they pair up. One of them got shot. I just started thinking about the white male protagonist is so often saved and almost invincible. And I've watched, of course, a lot of the amateur footage shot of biased crimes, particularly by police. And I think I had recently, actually, or maybe it just stuck with me, seen this one. It was very brutal, actually. A black guy in an intersection got shot by a cop. Or I should say, more active voice, the cop shot the black guy in the intersection. He was unarmed. It's just incredibly disturbing. Being a teacher, too, I started thinking about this as something to connect the dots with. Perspective. When I see the two cops laughing after one of them gets shot, because this is TV, and one says, while putting pressure on the wound, "Ha-ha, you're gonna be fine," and the other says, "I know, ha-ha," as the ambulance arrives, I know the men are white. I think of a clip from the hours of amateur footage I've watched when another man at an intersection gets shot, falls, and bleeds from a hole the viewer knows exists only by the way the dark red pulls by the standing cop's feet, gun now holstered, who yells the audience back to the sidewalk. I know which one is dying while black and which one stands by white. I think this morning about the student in my class who wrote a free write line on the video I played that showed a man pouring water on his own chest, the homoerotic scene against a white sky, with no other men present. Who gets to see and who follows what script, I ask my students. Whose lines are these and by what hand are they written? I showed a video in my workshop. It was sort of about looking at masculinity. Its focus is on like the strongman contest that takes place every year in California. It sort of harkens back to, I don't know if people are very familiar with Laura Mulvey. She's a film theorist, and she's one of the first people who really wrote about the idea of the camera being the male gaze. That's what this video really does. And then there's a scene, of course, where it looks like he's putting oil on himself. You know, it could almost be some sort of like beginning of a porn scene or something. One of my students, one of my very smart students, he writes this free write in response to this. He said that this moment was homoerotic. And I thought, that is so Laura Mulvey, the male gaze, because the guy is alone, and yet we assume the viewer is male, and so therefore it's a homoerotic moment. Literature and media are how we learn about each other, primarily. When my students tell me, I can relate to this, I always tell them, like, I think that literature, poetry, you go to it for two reasons. Especially growing up, you need to see yourself reflected in the work that you're reading. The other thing I tell my students is to read about experiences and lives beyond our own. I mean, every book is a window, right? Every poem is a window.
That was Amy King and her poem Perspective. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.